The new My 96.1 with My Mornings with Rachel and Will.
Morning, Al.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Good. You're going to be in town here in Bay City coming up on June 25th. You're playing an event called the River Roar.
Looking forward to that.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you, too.
Yay. This is all going to work out then.
Al, I have to say, I am a huge fan. Always have been a huge fan. I had all of your CDs growing up, and I got to tell you, I've tried to do what you do, but I just cannot do it as well, my friend.
Oh, well, thanks. I guess my job is safe for a while. Then.
You're way smarter than Will, too, so I think you're going to be okay.
I have to say this, Al. Your video, Word Crimes, should be played in every high school.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice. A few people have suggested that that should be part of some kind of curriculum. Although some people have said it's a little bit too mean spirited to use in school because the narrator of the song is a little bit violent.
No, we like it. Part of the curriculum, okay. I think, should stick. What was the inspiration for that one?
Well, obviously the Robin Thicke song, but also I've always been a bit of a grammar nerd. I've always been really kind of put off by bad grammar, just a personal pet peeve of mine. And then when I thought of the idea, I thought, oh, this is great. I can, really use this as a teaching tool, but also kind of get out my personal rage and frustration at these dumb grammar mistakes.
Personal rage?
Well, yeah, I'm sure that social media, just the minute you log on, you look at the grammar and then you immediately log off and say, I can't even read what you're putting on here because of the grammar.
Right. And it's not just like things online, because you expect people online to be, sometimes kind of stupid. But, I'm reading stuff like, in magazine articles or in a press release that my record label would give me, and I'd go like, really? And this is how you write?
Get out the red pen and let's go.
Right. Like, I shouldn't have to proofread my own press releases, but there you go.
So can we go back a little ways, a little back into your history? And, obviously you're very famous for the parody songs. Do you remember the first parody song that you wrote? And can you kind of go through that process, how it all got started?
Oh, gosh. The very first parodies I wrote were horrible, because I wrote them when I was like 13, 14 years old. But Dr. Demento played them on the radio and encouraged me to send in more. I'll tell you, the first one that got actually released as a record was My Bologna in 1979, which is a parody of My Sharona by The Knack. And that was literally recorded in a bathroom because I couldn't afford a recording studio at the time. I was like 19 years old, I guess, at that point. But then the bathroom had a very nice sound to it. It was acoustically perfect with those nice tiled walls. So that's why I recorded my first single.
Do you remember what you recorded it on?
On reel-to-reel tape, a quarter inch, I think it was. It was when I was in college, so they ran a line from the campus radio station production room across the hall into the bathroom and set up some mics there. And that was it. That was my first recording studio.
You mentioned Dr. Demento as somebody that was sort of an inspiration to you, and he actually was playing your stuff, but he probably loved it because it was like, hey, somebody's giving me great material.
Yeah, well, at first it wasn't so great, but as several years into it, I started getting better, and I think the first one that really, really went viral was Another One Rides the Bus, which was the year after My Bologna. And that was just recorded live on the Dr. Demento show. It was just the air check of my live performance that became the master recording. But that got circulated around the world. This is in pre-internet days. This is like before stuff really went viral, but it just really took off.
Well, speaking of some of your current stuff, Rachel is a huge fan of a certain show that she saw you on and was just watching the video not too long ago.
Yeah, I love the Goldbergs.
Oh, yes.
And you were a perfect addition to that show for that episode.
Oh, that was so fun. Adam Goldberg, who created the show, turns out he's a big fan. I mean, it was so sweet. They dedicated that episode to me, and they showed him at the end in a video as a teenager, like doing his Weird Al dance moves. And it was just really fun for me to put on the mustache and the glasses, the 80s Weird Al wig and pretend, kind of time travel back to that era.
Very nice. We are really excited to have you in town, Al, the River Roar on June 25th. Somebody who really plays live all over the place, do you have one really memorable place there? You're like, I'll never forget this performance.
Sadly, you only remember like the really horrible times because like a real train wreck. Like, oh, yeah, that's where I fell through the stage. Oh, yeah, that's where I fell off the stage in my fat outfit. You know? Oh, yeah, that's where I was, like my very first big show was in 1982 at the Santa Monica Civic opening for Missing Persons, and that was documented in my Behind the Music special because it was one of the only traumatic experiences of my life at the time, and I was pelted and booed for 45 minutes straight. So that was a little demoralizing at the time.
But you know what? You picked yourself back up, and look at you now, right?
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, I mean, and now like all the shows are going really, really well. We're not having technical difficulties. The crowds are all great. We're selling out everywhere, and boring. No, it's wonderful. I have a great time every single night, and the fans have been terrific, and I'm really looking forward to getting out on the road.
So we have a question for you about one of your favorite parodies of all time. What is the favorite one that you have?
Oh, gosh. You know, I get asked that often, and I don't have a real answer, but I usually go with White and Nerdy because I think it's my most autobiographical. I spent my entire life doing research to write that song.
Again, the video for that is awesome as well.
Thank you. Donny Osmond just knocked it out of the park. He was so amazing. I just loved working.
Grammy Award winner, the awesome Weird Al. We appreciate the time.
My pleasure. Thank you.